any of you has seen a photograph or, you know, a painting of how Earth would look like, most parts of our landforms and seaforms are held together by some tectonic plates that are there deep under Earth. So there's a spot near where the North American and the European tectonic plates meet. You know what happened there a few months ago? These tectonic plates started moving away from each other. So you can imagine what was going to happen up there above ground. Thousands of earthquakes began making deep rumbling sounds. And people who lived on the streets above were worried that hot magma was going to rise up through the cracks on ground very soon. The government is a precaution to protect one of the larger towns from being swept under the lava, decided to construct barriers. So, if you had to imagine how these barriers would look like, you know, think of them like deep ditches. So these ditches would try and divert the lava away from the town into areas that are unpopulated. But a few weeks ago, a large fissure or a crack on Earth opened up very close to a large fishing town. By now, the government knew that no barrier could stop the lava from flowing into this fishing town. And so very quickly, the people from the town of Grindavik were evacuated in December 2023. No lives were lost. All people were saved on time. All this in the land of ice and fire, a country where volcanoes erupt almost every 4 to 5 years, and a country that if you were to visit at any other point in time when volcanoes are not erupting, you need to wear 5 to 6 layers of clothing to fight the bitter cold. Hi there, you're listening to What's New Today, a kids and family podcast about current events shaping our world. This is your host Sangeeta. When I was recording the story about this recent volcanic eruption, it was a conversation between me and a 10-year-old, which you will soon hear. There's just a bit of a disclaimer. I had a very sore throat, so if you hear deep guttural sounds from me, that's just thanks to my sore throat. And I'm happy to say that the young co-host who joined me in this episode, he remained quite chirpy throughout and was unaffected by whatever sounds were coming from me. Let me introduce you to my young co-host for this conversation.
Hello, I am Kiran Sujata Parekh from Mumbai. I am 10 years old.
Welcome back, Yansh. If I had to say, there is one country which is heavily prone to volcanic activity. Would you think that country is closer to the equator, closer to the Arctic region or the Antarctic region? Or do you think there's really no rhyme and reason to think it should be in any one place?
I would actually think that it is near the Arctic region.
Yes, and we are going to talk about one country which has a lot of volcanoes that keep erupting almost once every 4 or 5 years. Which country are we talking about?
We are talking about Iceland.
But we know when you think of Iceland, do you normally think of volcanoes or do you think of ice?
When we think of Iceland, as the name says, we usually think of ice and not volcanoes.
So quite contrary to its name, Iceland is a country which is heavily prone to volcanic activity. And in this episode, we are about to talk about a volcanic eruption that took place in Iceland a few weeks ago. So when I sent you this topic, what were the three things that you found most interesting about it?
How can volcanoes in Iceland erupt? Like if it is ice, it is an ice region. There could be ice volcanoes at first, I thought.
That's what you thought first, that when the volcano erupts, it's not lava that comes out, it's ice that gets thrown about in all directions.
Yes.
Very vivid imagination.
So the next thing I thought about, that that the country's meteorological office said that it was threatening a nearby town.
Your public.
Yes.
So it has happened in the past, right? We all know the story of Pompeii, where the volcano that erupted caught people in that town unawares, and the lava flowed, and very few were able to escape. But today, when such volcanic eruptions happen, there's hardly any loss of life. What do you think is different today compared to, when the volcano in Pompeii erupted?
We have volcano warning systems like meteorological office or something like that.
That's right. So people know months in advance if a volcano is likely to erupt, and they're given a sufficient time to evacuate along with their belongings and go pretty far away and settle in a place where it's safe. What fascinates you most about volcanoes?
When a volcano erupts, ash from volcanoes can spark lightning. Like they have so much force that they can spark lightning in the sky. And there is one volcano in Hawaii or somewhere, the Mauna Loa volcano. It is actually taller than Mount Everest.
When you're saying it's taller, its base is on the sea floor, right? Yeah, it is. It's one of the taller volcanoes, that's right. But speaking of volcanoes underwater, do you think there are more volcanoes on land or underwater?
I think so. There are more volcanoes under the water, like the Pacific Ring of Fire, located in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, so, and you're also absolutely right. There are more volcanoes underwater than on land. But for us, it's a little hard to imagine, right? Lava spewing out of a volcano under the water inside the ocean. Have you ever seen photographs of that?
Actually, no.
I'll leave a link to two photographs that we were just talking about in the show notes. One is a photo of a volcano erupting underwater. It's just very fascinating to see that. I'll also leave a link to a photo of what Kiantra was talking about earlier, about how there's a lightning above a volcano, because volcanoes can indeed spark lightning. That's the kind of energy that they generate. It's very fascinating to see these photographs. I'll leave a link to both of them in the show notes below. Iceland is also very famous for its fishing activities. Do you think there will be a lot of fish even swimming in that area just before the volcanic eruption happens?
I think so, no, because fish usually get a lot by voice of the volcano, and fish evacuation takes place in that area.
Fish evacuation takes place. You think there's a voice inside the volcano which says, "Hello, everybody, I'm about to erupt. Get ready and leave this place before I attack someone." That's the kind you're imagining in your head?
Kind of, yes.
Very vivid imagination. I love it, Yansh. Wonderful. That brings us to the next interesting part of this episode, quiz time. We'll have three questions based on what we were just talking. Are you ready, Kianch?
Yes, ma'am.
Question one: in which country did we see a huge volcanic eruption towards the end of 2023 and is located not far from the Arctic region?
Iceland.
Question two: did the Icelandic eruption catch people unawares, just like the eruption in Pompeii did, or were people sufficiently warned and they fled the place?
People were sufficiently warned and they fled the place.
Question three: What do you think happens to the fish near the place where volcanic eruptions happen?
The fish usually get alerted by the voice of the volcano and they usually leave the place.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Kianj. To all of our listeners, if you loved listening to episodes on What's New Today, and if you would like to support us for all the effort that we take into doing the research and producing the episodes and helping children and families with positive and engaging news stories every week, you can donate and support a What's New Today podcast team. You can find a link to support the show in the show notes below. If you click on that, it will take you to a page from where you can make your donations to support the What's New Today podcast team. So before we wrap up, Kianj, is there any one episode that you heard on What's New Today podcast that you would like to recommend to our listeners?
I would like to recommend the whole series of tigers and everything, Kiri and everything.
The wildlife series.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Kianj. I'm so thrilled that you enjoyed listening to the wildlife conservation series. So, if any of our listeners has not had an opportunity to listen to it, we did a 9-episode series where we covered the entire storyline of how India managed to conserve many of its wildlife species, stories of people who have been as important as, freedom fighters have been to this country in conserving our tigers, our lions, our rhinos, and many such creatures. You can find a link to this wildlife series also in the show notes below. Thank you so much, Kianj. I love chatting with you. How did you enjoy doing this recording?
I enjoyed a lot doing this. I thought that volcanoes near the Arctic usually erupt with ice type magma.
Ice type magma. That notion has been dispelled when you were doing your research for this podcast. Very interesting. Thank you, Kianj. It was lovely. That's it from us today. New episodes on What's New Today come out every Monday and Friday.
Thanks for listening.